You're listening to DraftKings Network. You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
God bless football, Billy Gill.
God bless football, Stu Gatz.
Well, thank you. Super wild card weekend. You excited?
I am excited. Yes,
you are. You're excited to be done with the week is what you're excited about.
I'm excited that the Dolphins are playing at Saturday night so that no matter what happens, I have Sunday to recover.
Nice.
Yeah. I like a good Saturday game.
So do I. A Saturday night game is great, right?
I hate a Sunday night game.
Oh, the worst.
The worst.
Yep. Yeah. Saturday's nice. You get, you know, you have your whole day.
Yeah.
There's another game on Saturday, but you care about the Dolphin game. You have your whole day with your kids, with your family. You get the kids to bed. You sit down. You pop open. I don't know, whatever you pop open. What do you pop open?
A Miller Lite.
A Miller Lite. Well done by you. You sit down on the couch. You watch the Chiefs and the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice evening.
Nice little evening.
Nice little evening.
Yeah.
It's Sunday off.
Sunday off.
Yeah. I mean, Monday holiday.
Monday holiday.
Yeah.
We'll be here.
Yeah, we will.
Just for you guys, the fans.
What do we have today for people listening on the audio side of God Bless Football? What do we have today for them?
Okay, so if you're listening now to the podcast, which you are because this is a podcast exclusive intro that we're doing, we have a different intro. We have a different TV product that we do on the DraftKings network.
Mm-hmm.
On that product, I was just railing against Josh McDaniels for some reason. I don't know why I did that. So if you want to see that, watch us on YouTube or the DraftKings network. But here,
Billy thinks the NFL should punish.
Don't tell them.
Okay, sorry. I'll leave it right there.
Right. Okay. So coming up here on this podcast, we have Chris Sims.
Nice.
We have Bubba Watson,
yes,
naturally.
Right.
And then we have a fun little surprise, a reunion of sorts in the picks segment, which if you're listening to this, you already saw the description, so you know it's Mojo, Chris Gronkowski, and Jabba are back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They're back.
You recorded it. You know they are.
I know. I was trying to act surprised.
Good job.
We should point out, and I can't believe I'm pointing this out, you heard Billy correctly, Bubba Watson is going to be on this episode of God Bless Football. We should point out Bubba, who went to Georgia, who's a big Dolphins fan. Chris Cody joined me for that interview. We should point out that we had Bubba on before Nick Saban was fired. So big Georgia fan, went to Georgia, did not get the reaction of Bubba Watson, two-time Masters champion, who wanted to talk football for some reason, so he decided to do so with us. Are you going to ask Chris Sims the question that everyone's afraid to ask Chris Sims?
Sure.
The Trevor Lawrence question?
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%.
Oh, my God. Fireworks!
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs and premium regular beer.
You see us?
I do. I see two of you for some reason, and then I see one Mikey A and one. Are we recording?
Sure. We could start recording. Go ahead. You see one Mikey A, you see two me's, you see what? And then what else do you see?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's troubling because three out of the four boxes are annoying. Like, there's Mikey A, which is a great box, and there's two of you, Stu Gotts, which is too many. Right. And then there's this dipstick in the red sweatshirt again in the upper right-hand corner.
Now so, I see two of you.
Yeah, boom. I don't know what happened. You're right. Now it's four. Now yeah, I see me now. But damn, I mean, there he is, Miami Marlins super fan with the wrong color sweatshirt on.
What size are you, Chris? What size are you?
I would say, you know, it's hard. I'm
are you like a 2XL?
Large. I think I'm not. I think that's all changed, right? I mean, people have seemed to have gotten bigger altogether, and bellies are bigger, where I feel like 20 years ago I was a double XL, and now I'm gotten bigger, but I'm an XL.
But you're long, I would think. Like, you have long arms.
I need a tall or a long, something like that. So make sure you get that size right when you send me that ugly-ass sweatshirt, all right?
Yeah, I'm going to look into this for you.
All right.
BFD with Mike Florio every day on Peacock, the Unbuttoned Podcast, Football Night in America as well. Sims, what the f*** is going on?
What? You mean in the NFL? The coaches?
Yeah, just in
the
general.
Legends?
What the hell is happening? Yeah.
Right? It's crazy. It really is. I mean, in 24-hour span, Pete Carroll, Nick Saban, and Bill Belichick, right? It just, like, is insane. It really is. I did not see the Nick Saban thing coming. I did not see the Pete Carroll thing coming. I knew the Belichick thing was coming. That was, like, as obvious as can be. It's really about where is he going to go now that this has happened, right? And it's official, right? So that's going to be the big thing. Atlanta, watch out for that. People I know in the business, whatever, Atlanta is certainly on the radar for Bill Belichick. And as I said with Florio on PFT today, and he kind of saw this coming, I'll give Florio credit last week. I think Dallas is a real possibility for Bill Belichick as well if Mike McCarthy ends up losing this weekend to the Green Bay Packers in the wild card round.
Wow. It's worth some of these coaches waiting around to see what happens, right? Like, if you're Jim Harbaugh, if you're Bill Belichick, you could afford to wait just a minute to see if maybe Buffalo comes open, maybe Dallas comes open, right?
Right. I mean, I don't expect Buffalo to come open, but Dallas certainly sounds like, I mean, first off, I think that was a low blow and a horrible thing for Jerry Jones to say about his head coach, who had just gone 12-5 for the third season in a row. And now they're going into the march of the playoffs, and you kind of cut out his authority, but we'll see week by week how it goes if he can keep his job. Oh, great. That surely gives him confidence and makes all the guys in the locker room, you know, realize, oh, wait, the general might, you know, be fired here in a few days. Oh, wow. That to me was a horrible comment by Jerry Jones. Like, really, really, not doesn't make sense. But to your point, yeah. You know, like you said, Dallas might come open. Andy Reid, could he retire when this is over? Yep. Somebody, so, there's no rush for some of these big-time coaching candidates to make a decision.
Billy, Mikey, how do you feel about this, okay? Sark to Alabama. Golic mentioned that to us, okay? Chris Sims to Texas, huh? What do you think?
No-nonsense, high-powered offense. I like it.
Give them reason to hate you again.
Right? Yes. I mean, it would all work, right? I that's not happening. First off, I have no interest in ever really being a college football coach or associated with college football in any shape, way, or form, right? That's just not me. I'm a little too real. I got too many bad words that come out of my mouth. The first time Jimmy Johnny's parents call about him not playing enough, I'm going to be like, hey, f*** you. Get the f*** out of here. You don't know what you're talking about. And that's not going to be good for recruiting. So, yeah, I'm not made for college football.
Yeah, you're made for backyard football. No, he's made for backyard football on Thanksgiving. That's it.
I'm made for the NFL. It's put up or shut up. That's what I am. I mean, if I was going to dive into the business, I'd definitely be going to the NFL.
You were with the Patriots. Go replace Belichick. I mean.
right. Yeah. Quality control to TV to head coach of the Patriots.
Sims, we have
a Saturday.
We have a big weekend of games coming up. Super wild card weekend. I love it. The game you're most excited about. The game that Chris Sims can't wait to watch.
Gosh. I think the Rams-Lions Sunday night football game is the one I'm most excited, right? Just the Stafford-Goff situation, the Lions, it's their first home playoff game in, 30 years, and then here it comes the guy who saved their organization for 10 years straight and made them a playoff contender some of those years just because of how great he was. They have a true loving of the guy. I think that's interesting to me, let alone – the Lions played last week. I was not a proponent of that. You guys know that. I think I said that on the show. There was nothing to gain. Now Sam Laporta's hurt, probably not going to be 100%. Team's banged up. Rams rested everybody, going to be ready to go, right? Nothing to lose. Nobody expected them to be here anyways. That hot running game they got, I'm excited for that one, I think, the most.
Does Pittsburgh have a shot in Buffalo?
Yes, but it hurts without T.J. Watt. They want to make the game ugly, ball control, keep it a one-score game. Can our defense get a strip sack fumble? Our special teams block a punt, and we can kind of win the game that way, right? So that's what they want to do. I just don't think that's going to be – I don't think they're good enough to pull that off this year. I don't. I think, one, the Bills' defense – the Bills have been playing playoff football for the last 6 weeks. They're going to be ready to go. Bills' defense is really damn good, right? I know Steelers' offense has improved, definitely, but I just don't see them being able to consistently move the ball well enough. Now, and then in Buffalo, not that their schematics are going to be an issue – for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But the Pittsburgh Steelers, they're not incredibly talented on the defensive side of the ball. And Josh Allen, as you saw, is a freak of nature last week. I mean, again, 426 yards of total offense by one guy. He's just still got a limit. Those two or three bad plays are just really bad. And that's got to stop. But, yeah, I like the Bills at home. 27-13 is the score I pick, guys.
Wow, nice. Giving us a score, Sims. I like it. The Browns and the Browns and the Texans. Chris, you were the first one. When you said to me that C.J. Stroud, you said it on this show, was the best rookie quarterback you had seen. Just his vision, his patience, he feels the rush, he steps up in the pocket. He does everything well. And with him, they are a great team. Not a good team. They're a great team. They lost him for a few weeks, and they had a couple of losses when he was out. But I love C.J. Stroud, and it was the first time I said to myself, wow, I got to go watch this guy. I have to see him if Chris thinks that highly of him. But they're taking on this Browns team, this lovable Browns team suddenly with Joe Flacco at quarterback, and I'm not certain what to do with this game because I can see either team winning it and moving on.
I hear you. Now, I mean, it's as much as I wax poetically about C.J. Stroud, I've done the same with the Cleveland defense. I have a man crush on the Cleveland defense. I do.
But better at home than on the road, right? I mean,
yeah. Well, listen, C.J. Stroud's certainly a bump for this Houston Texans team that got annihilated by the Cleveland Browns on Christmas Eve, like annihilated, right? I watched that game back, and I mean, I was writing notes and going, yeah, points would be nice for the Texans, but they got to worry about getting a first down first. I mean, that was one of they couldn't even get a first down, right? I look at this Cleveland defense. I look back at that game. C.J. Stroud will definitely be a big help for the Houston Texans. As aggressive as Cleveland plays on the defensive side of the ball, do I think C.J. Stroud can make a big play or two to Nico Collins down the field? Yeah, those chances are increased with how Cleveland plays football. But, man, I just would be shocked if the Browns don't win this football game. I really would be. I don't see a whole lot of avenues in which the Houston Texans can win this one. I think it's a tough matchup for them. You know, even last week, C.J. Stroud doing what he did. They played a game, watching that game on film, where they're worried about their offensive line. I don't know if they can protect well enough to make things happen. You know, last week you saw they ran the ball at, you know, a bunch of attempts,
yes,
but not for many yards, mm-hmm, because they're worried about their offensive line and their pass protection. They were worried about the Colts D-line, who can get after the quarterback, and they called a lot of three-step drops. They called a lot of tight ends staying in block, two tight ends staying in block. That's not going to fly against this group. It's not. I mean, these are the craziest bunch of f***s I've seen on defense in a while. Like you've heard me say, it's 2015 Broncos. It's that type of crew here. And I look at Cleveland, and I think they're one of the few teams in all of football that can beat the Ravens. Hey, they're the only team in football that beat the Ravens and the 49ers. That's kind of impressive, yes, right?
Yeah.
And that's because of this defense. The only thing I worry about, and you've heard me say this a million times, Kevin Stefanski, arguably coach of the year, love the X's and O's, love how he leads his team, love the Jim Schwartz hire. Don't like how he manages the game. I think he's one of the worst game managers in football. I do, right? And that's what I worry about. You've heard me say it. They go for it on fourth down too much. They go for it in general too much. They're a little too aggressive with Flacco. That scares me. Flacco went off against this defense the first time around. They understood the DeMeco Ryans defense and rules. I like the Texans in this one. I don't think it'll be as big of a blowout as it was the first time around.
Chris, the Jaguars are currently sitting at 17. Not currently. They're going to stay at 17. If they get creative and they move up, should we start looking at Trevor Lawrence's replacement in Jacksonville?
What the f*** are you talking about? Get him off the show, guys. Get him off. See ya. You talk. I don't talk stupid. Okay, so you got to re-ask that question. I don't understand the language.
No, I'm totally fine with how he asked the question because of the reaction. I
mean, yes, the response was just as good.
Let
as the
me
question.
See. We got one of the best young quarterbacks in football who's got a rocket laser arm and has led us out of the doldrums of being Jacksonville. And he brought us to the playoffs last year, and we couldn't protect him or run the ball this year, and he still almost brought us to the playoffs. But let's f***ing replace him. Like, what? Let's come on.
Just asking.
Come on. You can tell me Miguel Cabrera's all pro in baseball next thing right now? I mean, what are you doing? Get out of here.
Thank you, Billy, for asking that. He's kicking you out of the show. He's kicking you off the show. Let's get to Packers, Cowboys. I'm dying.
He's deflecting because he doesn't want to talk about Tua and the Dolphins. So
We'll get to it at the end. But Packers, Cowboys, second half of the season. Holy shit, Chris, Jordan Love has been good. He's been the best quarterback in the NFL, and I can't believe the Packers. I've been waiting for a quarterback my entire life. The Packers now have 3 decades worth of great quarterback play.
It's incredible, right? It's incredible.
Yeah, it's driving me crazy. I can see the Packers winning this game. I can. Am I crazy?
Yeah. No, I don't think you're crazy. I think they match up really well with the Cowboys. I took the Cowboys to win, but, like, you know, this game and the Lions-Rams game are the two games where, if you ask me, an upset can happen this weekend, that those would be the two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I don't think a lot of people even look at the Lions-Rams as an upset. I think a lot of people look at that as pretty evenly matched football game. But this is the one I think that could surprise people a little bit, right? The Cowboys, last I saw, favored by 7.5. The Cowboys are better, but as we always talk about, it's a matchup league. Just because you're better in totality doesn't mean you match up well with this team, you know, this week. Dallas, we always talk about, right? Hey, their pass rush is awesome. They don't stop the run that well. Aaron Jones and the Green Bay Packers, they can run the ball. It's 3 weeks in a row of over 100 yards rushing. Green Bay can protect the passer. Their O-line is very good. They got receivers that can get open against man-to-man, especially if Christian Watson's back this week. Mm-hmm. And they're aggressive and push the ball down the field. Also, LaFleur knows Dan Quinn a little bit. He's been on the staff with him. You know, he plays a defense in Chicago that's very similar to the style in which the Dallas Cowboys play. So I think they'll be ready for that. Joe Barry, the defensive coordinator, He's been around West Coast offenses his whole life. Mike McCarthy, West Coast offense. So, you know, there are some things here. Now, the biggest worry I have is the Packers defense versus the Cowboys offense. The Cowboys, Prescott on fire, CeeDee Lamb on fire, right? Green Bay's defense inconsistent, not so great in the back end always. They can get after the quarterback a little bit. I think this will be a lot of fun, this game, a lot of scoring. But I think I'm going to take the Cowboys in a close one, while also mentioning that, yeah, this is upset alert too, because I do think the Packers, hey, they're like the Rams. Nobody expected them to be here.
Correct.
They're going to be feeling free. Hey, let's take a chance. Let's be aggressive, right? And I think knowing that they're the lesser team here, that they'll have to do that once or twice in this game, I think they will make it very interesting.
If their season ends this weekend, it's a successful weekend. If Dallas's ends this weekend, it's a terrible season. And so
exactly
that,
right.
I love teams when they have nothing to lose. I agree with you on that. Final two games, we'll get you out of here. Eagles-Bucks. I love the Baker Mayfield story. Eagles are reeling 1-5 their last six games. I don't know what the f*** to do with this game, Chris.
I don't really know what to do either, right? I went to a base thing of it's 5 out of 6, like you said. Mm-hmm. Could easily be 6 out of 6.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And it's hard to find silver linings, right? It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, the Cardinals whooped the shit out of you. Like, whoa, 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 whoa. The Giants, like, dominated you. But on the other side, it's like the Bucks lose to every team in football except the Carolina Panthers last week with the way they played.
Right.
And then
exactly
the week
right.
before that, to yes. lay an egg against the Saints and be dominated by them, that bothers me. It does. I kind of went with the base level of – the Eagles are more talented. They still have championship merit and grit there. I'm going to take them in a close football game. I think this is a game you're going to see Jalen Hurts run the ball more, right? There's a very few things I can look at with Philadelphia and go, ooh, they can do this and fix it, or ooh, they can do that and fix it. They don't play great pass defense in Tampa. The receiver's health for Philadelphia will be something I'm looking at. But I would think they break out a little more Jalen Hurts run game to use that to their advantage in this one. I'm going to take the Eagles 27-20 in this, Stugatz.
All right, let's get to Billy's game here Saturday night on Peacock. Dolphins and Chiefs. Great move by Peacock putting that game there because there's a lot of interest in this game. Dolphins and Chiefs. Chris, this is all I can say. I know it's going to be cold. I know the Dolphins have not been good against playoff teams, but I do know this. They can run the ball, and they can stop the run. Those things I know, and those things travel, okay?
Right, right. Yeah. Keep running the ball. Again, last week I'd go, they don't run the ball enough.
Right.
They let teams off the hook too easily. Teams, there's too many plays where I go, this is too deep. They're totally playing for this pass. The safeties are 25 yards deep, and they still try to throw the ball. And I just want to go, well, that's why you just went 3 and out there, and now Buffalo's got the ball back again. Right? It just, their two drives last week when they scored touchdowns, what did they do? They ran the ball, right? They have a pronounced thing that I see that I have never seen it so apparent in my life, where if it's too deep, they can't throw the ball, right? But they can run it.
Yes.
If it's one deep, they can't run the ball, but they can really throw it. They need to package almost the whole game like that. They really do. Shifts, motion, set, hut, dummy snap count, right? Oh, I saw the move. It's too deep. We're going to run the ball. Oh, they're coming down to play single safety to stop the run. Oh, now I got Tyreek or Waddle outside in a matchup that I like. Okay, they need to make it as simple as that. I like the Chiefs in this game, right? But I don't sit here and just go, oh, yeah, this is warm and cozy. I'm going to put $1,000 on the Chiefs, right? I think that the base level, the weather, the grittiness, the playoff, championship grit the Chiefs have, the injuries on the Dolphins.
That's the biggest thing.
They all point towards Chiefs, right? You know, Tua in the cold weather, in the wind. Tua's arm is below average for an NFL starter to begin with. Now you have to do that, right? So those things scare me. But I will say this. This is a Chiefs offense that is not good. Will they embrace running the ball and being ugly? I don't know if they will. And like you guys know, it's one reverse to Tyreek, and oh, no, it's a screen to Tyreek, and oh, no, the Dolphins are up 14-0 or 14-3. Like, all right, that might be too much for the Chiefs offense to overcome. That's where this is not the old Chiefs team, where if they slip up a little bit, they're in trouble. I like the Chiefs, like I said, but a close one. I do. I picked them to win 24-20.
All right, Billy, you have a shot. You think you have a shot, Billy? I mean,
I have no idea what to expect from this game. Like the Dolphins, even if you love them, you can't have a ton of confidence, right? And it seems like you're saying it could come down to one or two big plays and just eliminating stupid mistakes that have happened the past couple of weeks for the Dolphins.
I think so. I think it's almost both sides. You can almost say the same thing, right? Kansas City, I mean, who does more dumb stuff than them too? Dropping balls, lateral and can't line up on side. Mahomes throws some dumb interceptions. They try a stupid trick play that doesn't work. I mean, they're the league leaders in dumb Nobody comes at Chiefs.
Well, such a great Josh one. Allen is pretty dumb sometimes.
Well, yeah, maybe as a single player. Like you're right. Yeah. I mean, Josh Allen, he played at an MVP level and was probably the best player in football when he was at his best. It's just like we kind of said earlier, when he was at his worst, it was like, what? You threw that in the end zone? Yeah. Like, you just threw it to the middle of the end zone? Just like, I hope that Gabe Davis is there? Yeah, there's some things there to your point, 100%. But the Chiefs as a team do this stuff, and that's what's scary. It's a tough game to gauge, certainly. And, I just worry about the Dolphins and any ugly, gritty, tough, physical football game. And that's what the Chiefs did the first time around, the Ravens, the Bills both time, the Eagles. And the Dolphins have a thing of, like, if Tyreek doesn't go off, they can't really win the game. If you keep Tyreek in the 60 to 85 range, the other team wins. And that's what we've seen from the other good defenses and the teams that have beat you. So can they show another avenue to make that not true? And that's where I get into the run game again and all that stuff, and we'll see where it goes. But I do think it'll be fun to watch, and it'd be an exciting, close football game.
I'm worried with the weather. While we're saying both teams need to avoid the dumb, we're going to get so much dumb. We're going to get
The weather. See, it's another reason where I just can't pick the Dolphins. And I hope they prove me wrong. But, Kansas City is not going to be – they're going to be like, well, we live here. And I've seen Mahomes play in a blizzard twice, and both times I had to go like this. I had to be like, whoa, is he really throwing the ball that good and throwing that hard of a spiral and is spinning like that fast? Like, I think I've told you that before. First time I ever saw him in person, it was a blizzard playoff game, Andrew Luck's last playoff game. I was like, let me go down and watch Mahomes throw in this wind right now. And I went down and I was like – I literally wiped my eyes. I was like, is that an optical illusion? Am I seeing this right? And so he will not be affected by the elements there. And I worry about that with your quarterback and your team, Billy.
But the neutralizer is Kadarius Toney can't catch a ball in a dome. So we'll see what happens when there's
hashtag
bad weather.
Hashtag Chiefs do dumb shit. Like we talked about. Yes, exactly.
Lead the league in dumb. I love it. Right. I'm glad you guys got over Billy's Trevor Lawrence question. You mended fences. You came back together at the end. It makes me feel good. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. That really ranked up there with one of the dumbest comments he's ever made on the show.
Oh, no. I know you, Chris. I know exactly how to get you going.
Mikey, hey, let's work with Sims on top five dumbest comments Billy has ever made on the show, okay? Just me, you, and Sims, okay? We'll surprise Billy with it next week. All right, Chris, get out of here. PMT with Mike Florio every day on Peacock, the Unbuttoned podcast as well. Football Night in America. He is the best. He joins us every week here on God Bless Football. Enjoy Super Wild Card Weekend, my friend. You look great in those NBC studios.
Hey, thanks, man. Be good. Check us out, NBC. We got 3 out of 6 games. You know where to find me this weekend. I mean, what? And the Jets get canceled out and Mikey A doesn't know how to talk anymore? Is that how it works? All right. Yeah. See you later. Peace
Pretty
out.
Much.
The gummy kicked in.
See ya. Yeah, exactly. See ya.
It is time for this week's edition of Stu Ya Gots, presented by DraftKings Fantasy Sports. Check out what DraftKings has to offer this season with code LAF, because life's more fun when you're in on the action. DraftKings, the crowd is yours. Playoff time, the second season is here. Super Wild Card Weekend, 4-3 last week, 71-65-1 for the regular season. Do it in the playoffs. I'm going to try. What do you mean? All right.
Taking it in.
Here we go. Super Wild Card Weekend. I've never done this while sitting next to Billy Gill. Feels weird.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I'll leave it.
No, you know what? I would appreciate if you, tell me whether or not you agree with my picks as I do them, okay?
Okay.
All right. The Texans are taking on the Cleveland Browns, Joe Flacco, CJ Stroud. The game is in Houston. I am taking the Texans here. I know a lot of people think the Browns are going to win this game. I like the Texans. I like them at home. The Browns defense not nearly as good on the road as they are at home. So I am going to take the Texans here as badly as I want to see Joe Flacco go to Baltimore and play Lamar Jackson. Not going to happen. I am taking the Texans here plus 2.5. They win the game outright. Buy it up to 3, which is a waste of money since I just told you the Texans are going to win the game outright. Yeah. But the Texans win the game at home over the Browns by 4. Yep, what?
I like the Browns.
You do?
Yeah, next game.
Let's go to Kansas City. The Chiefs are taking on the Dolphins Saturday night. It's a big one, Billy. Mm-hmm. They're all big. It's playoff time. Dolphins plus 4.5 on the road, taking on the Chiefs. Listen, I know about the weather. I know the Dolphins against playoff teams this year. I get it. You know what? I don't care. The Dolphins, they're going to cover the 4.5. In fact, the Dolphins are going to win the game outright. The Dolphins beat the Chiefs in Kansas City. Andy Reid retires. The Dolphins win by 7 points on the road. The Bills at home, taking on Mike Tomlin and the Steelers. I cannot believe Mason Rudolph is a playoff quarterback. He is, though. Buy it down to 9.5. I think Buffalo wins. They win easy, and they cover the spread. The Bills by 17 points over the Steelers. Packers plus 7.5 at Dallas. I want you to buy it up to 8, even though I think Green Bay is going to win the game outright. How about that? I have the Packers getting knocked out in the first round. Mike McCarthy gets fired right after the game. You don't agree?
You have the Packers getting knocked out in the first round and Mike McCarthy
I have
fired.
Dallas getting knocked out in the first round and Mike McCarthy getting fired right after the game.
There you go.
Thank you, Billy. Gotcha. Thought I said that the first time. I didn't. Fuentes says I didn't. Packers win the game outright. Packers by 4 points on the road over the Cowboys. Big game. They're all big. Matthew Stafford going back to Detroit. Rams plus 3 at the Lions. Buy it up to 3.5. The Rams are going to win the game. The Rams beat the Lions. Matthew Stafford finally wins his first playoff game in Detroit. The Rams win the game by 6 points on the road. Finally, Eagles minus 3 at the Buccaneers. Buy it down to 2.5. I'll tell you why in a second. I know Jalen Hurts is a bit off. The Eagles 1-5, excuse me, in the last 6 games. But the Bucs, Baker Mayfield's had a great season. He's banged up, hobbling around. I'm going to take the Eagles here, Billy. Mm. They went to the Super Bowl a year ago. I still believe in Philadelphia, and I think they lost on purpose last week to play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They wanted the Bucs. They got the Bucs. The Bucs stops here. The Eagles, they win the game.
They could have had the 2 seed.
You're right. They cover the spread. We digress. The Eagles by 7 points. Those are the picks, everyone. Good luck.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. See DraftKings.com for details.
Super excited for this. Bubba Watson joining us again. He is one of my favorite athletes. I love golf. He has 2 green coats. Oh, we're getting close to the Masters. But Bubba is with us. Bubba, I am told you are a big Miami sports fan. You were at the Dolphin game. You were front row at the Heat game last night. A couple of cool days for you. How'd you become a big Dolphin fan?
My dad was a huge Dolphins fan when I was growing up. And when I started watching sports, Dan Marino, my wife is from Canada, but she loves Dan Marino and been able to play, hit some balls with him a couple times. So it's cool. It's cool. And then, I mean, when you watch Tyreek Hill, now you get to see LeBron when he was at the Heat, Shaq when he was at the Heat, D Wade. Now with Tyreek Hill and Waddle, I mean, it's just exciting to watch. And so it's fun.
Were you devastated Sunday night or?
Yes, I was. It was crazy because the game could have flipped either way. But yeah, it was just it was ugly because I didn't want to be the guy that created the loss for us. You know,
you feel like you're part of the loss now, right? You feel like you're part of the team. Yes,
it's funny. Brooks Koepka at the basketball game last night. He texted me and said, "Oh man, I guess Miami's going to lose since you made the Dolphins lose."
Just stay away from the Panthers games, okay?
Exactly.
Bubba, I think you want to join. Like, do you want to join us every week and break down football games throughout the playoffs? Because I sense that's where we want to go. Like, I do. You love football. You want to talk about it. You'd rather talk about this than golf. Is that fair?
Yeah, golf can be boring, you know. So that's why we created a team, you know, so we can have more fun with it.
All right, well, we'll get to that in a second. The LIV Tour here. I like the idea of having you on every single week, breaking down the playoffs for us. Do you think the Dolphins have a shot at Kansas City?
Yeah, I think with two guys that the two key points that were missing, Waddle and Mostert,
yeah.
Those two key components, when they're back and healthy, Dolphins can go as far as they want.
Chris, I want to dive into how big of a Dolphin fan Bubba actually is. Okay, so like, let me ask you first, because Chris Cody is the biggest Dolphin fan I know. If you had two green jackets like Bubba does, okay, would you give up one of those green jackets for the Dolphins to win a Super Bowl?
I don't think I'm giving up a green jacket.
Okay, Bubba?
I would.
Oh, wow!
But you got to remember, though. I mean, you already have one. You don't need two. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get a ring over here, so I want a ring over here.
Right. Yeah, but that's the most valuable trophy in that sport, the green jacket.
Yeah, but that ring is pretty valuable, too, you know?
He's a bigger Dolphin fan than you, Chris Cody.
I don't even believe you, Bubba. Come on.
Listen, we've already conquered this one over here, so now I'm trying to conquer this one over here. So that's different.
Bubba Watson is with us. A green jacket he would give up for the Dolphins to make a Super Bowl. Wait, how about make a Super Bowl? Not win a Super Bowl, just make one.
Well, as long as I'm on the sideline, that'll be fine.
Who do you think, Bubba? Give us who do you think is going to play in the Super Bowl? Give us a Super Bowl prediction here.
Man, that's tough. Who I want or who I think will be there?
Who you think is going to be there. I know you want the Dolphins to be there.
Yeah.
It's okay. You're not going to pick the Dolphins, and that's fine. You shouldn't. They have to go on the road three times to get there. Put me on the
spot. I just gave away a jacket. Now I'm not putting them in the Super Bowl.
Fair. Really,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally. So
you're putting me on the spot. I don't really want to say that on the spot, you know?
I
gave away my green jacket already, you know? I don't need to keep giving away stuff.
You did. That's totally fair. You did it. You've done enough for us. What if I just ask you the games here? You want to break them down for us?
Yeah, I'll just tell you who's going to win. It's easy.
All right. Let's go Browns-Texans. Joe Flacco, cool story. What do you think? CJ Stroud, even cooler story.
I want Browns to win just because of the story.
Okay,
but at the same time, but it's sad because his interview, CJ Stroud's interview after the game the other day was amazing. I thought differently of him hearing him speak. I thought he was growing into a man rapidly. So that was cool to see.
All right. So you want the Browns to win? That'd be fun. Browns and Ravens. Flacco going back to Baltimore. That'd be awesome. Let's go to Sunday's game. Steelers and Bills. Steelers without TJ Watt. What do you think there?
Oh, my gosh. I'm going Bills all day.
Okay. Yeah.
Because they're just better right now.
Yep.
Now,
Josh Allen.
Are we gambling on this stuff? Like, not to get into your business a little bit, but are we throwing
down? I don't gamble at all. I just tell you correct answers.
Cowboys and Packers, 4:30 on Sunday afternoon. Yeah.
Cowboys. I think they're rolling in the right direction. I know they had some hiccups, but I just think they're the better team out of those two.
Rams Lions Sunday night.
Oh gosh, man, this is tough because
a great game, Bubba. You have Matthew Stafford going back to Detroit. You can finally win a playoff game in Detroit.
Yeah. I think Detroit is better all around, but Stafford, my connection with Stafford in Georgia, I want to go Rams all day.
All right, last game of the weekend here, Eagles and Buccaneers.
Oh man, I'm really appreciative of the quarterback of the Buccaneers. Baker is fighting. But Eagles. There's a lot of Georgia linemen on that Eagles team.
Right. I'm going to go to the sport that you don't want to talk about, which is golf for a second here. And maybe we'll come back. We'll circle back to football, but I'm wondering, like, put us inside your head. Tell us what you were thinking, when you first heard the news that Jon Rahm was joining LIV.
Oh man, I jumped off the couch. Yeah. You hear there's always the rumors on the internet, right? But to actual when it comes true and it's a real thing, that just shows that we're growing in the right direction. It's just we're a startup business going to the third year, and to get a guy like that to jump ship and to see the value and see what we're trying to create, the more fun atmosphere, the team atmosphere, that's a big stepping stone. And then some of the Rory comments where he regretted being judgmental,
that had to feel good for the LIV guys.
100%. I mean, and it is true, right? He's 100% correct. You can't, we're not judges, right? We do have our own faults. So you can't be judging why, you don't know why somebody did it or what they believe in, if they do like it or not, or if they'll give up their green jacket or not. You can't prove that.
Right. Bubba, I can't believe you did that. I mean, honestly, man, I can't. You have two of them though, I guess.
Still less than what Vrabel would give up, by the way.
No question about it. Yeah. Well, Vrabel would give up. Yeah. He'd give up everything. Are you aware of what he's talking about here, Bubba?
No, I'm not.
Vrabel said he would cut his penis off if the Titans won a Super Bowl. Now, he's no longer the Titans coach, but at the time when they were making AFC championship games, he said, if we win one, I will cut my penis off. That's taking it too far, right?
I think he's truly believing he's not going to win one.
Bubba, I'm wondering, what do you think professional golf will look like, I don't know, 5 years from now?
I think it'll be in a great spot. I think LIV will be here to stay. It's not going anywhere, but I think the PGA Tour is going to grow. And I think, truthfully, the European Tour, the DP Tour, will grow even bigger because now we're getting the world involved in trying to grow the game. When I say grow the game, just other countries now being more involved in the game. The people that truly grow the game are the head pros at golf courses. They're the ones that interact with the members, right, and the young kids, not pros like me.
Tell me if this is fair, because I think in the initial messaging from Phil about what LIV was about and why certain guys were doing it, what Phil was trying to do is really make a statement. We all know where the money's coming from and people can have their opinions on that. But Phil was trying to make a statement about the guys in the PGA Tour are not getting a big enough cut. They have no, you know, ownership over their name and likeness. And I got to be honest, since LIV was formed, the PGA has come formed, and some of that stuff is starting to happen for the guys on the PGA Tour. So it looks like Phil was right.
Phil is definitely right. He's been behind the scenes for many, many years, right? And he's seen it. He's been a top dog on the PGA Tour for years. The one thing that stuck out to me, listened to all that, and then when I jumped ship, when you lose your PGA Tour card, nobody gives you a call on the holidays. You know what I'm saying? You're not marketing for them, right? They're like, all right, see you later. You lost your job. I don't care about you. And so that's where some of that stuff you're trying to create, not only for the top guys, but you have to try to create for the 300 guys, right? The other guys behind the scenes that are keeping the tour afloat for some of those smaller events.
Do you still get that same feeling about the Masters? Because I want you to know that I bet on you every year to win the Masters. And regardless of how you answer this question, I'm going to continue to bet you at the Masters.
No, I love it. If you look back, look at Fred Couples, right? He just, every year you see Fred Couples' name, no matter how old he is, you see his name at some point, Bernhard Langer. So there's guys that just fit that golf course. I missed the cut one year in all of my career there. Still mad about it, but I normally play well there. I really get excited there. You become a kid again when you go down Magnolia Lane. And when Tiger won a few years back, I bogeyed the last two holes, but if I'd have birdied those two holes, I could have I think I was in like fifth place and I went bogey, bogey instead of birdie, birdie. So I had a chance then. And so, I look forward to it every year. I feel like I have a shot at it every year.
When do you start preparing for Augusta?
Oh my gosh, man. ESPN plays those commercials.
I know. Goosebumps, man.
Whatever they are. And then you just, when you hear that sound and you hear that music, you your head turns right to the TV and you know what it is. My even kids need to know it. They're like, Augusta's coming up.
What's your best Champions Dinner story?
There's two of them that come to mind, and they were both mine.
All right, tell us about them.
I mean, when you're the head of the table at the Champions Dinner, that's when you – well, first of all, when you're there, it means you made it. But to be the head of the table and to sit there and see – you know, you're looking down the table, and there's everybody, right? And you're just – every word they're looking at you, right? And it's because you've done something. You've been part of history. So it's pretty spectacular to be a part of that room, to be there sitting with the green jacket on and eating dinner with these guys. I mean, great champions. I never thought in a million years that Bubba Watson would be sitting there with these guys.
Is there one dude in that room? And you know, you don't have to say it here, but everyone's like, how'd this guy get here?
That might be what they say about me.
No, Bubba, you have two. You can't. No, no.
No, I gave one away. Remember, I gave one away.
No, that's right. Yeah, well, right, exactly. But is there a guy? That's a funny question.
That's a great question. Yes. You know, the gosh, there's the sad story. I mean, look at This is not because of his ability, but because but Cabrera, right?
Yeah.
You know, he went to jail. So those are tough situations. We talk about it, right? Because he's part of the family, right? And then guys that pass away, right? So it's really not about do you belong or don't belong. Once you're there, you belong. And so now it's just, you know, the oldest guy in the room doesn't matter if who's in there speaking. When the oldest guy in the room talks, everybody just shuts up and listens, right? Because he has the wisdom. He's been there the longest. You know, so it's pretty crazy when you, especially the old guys too, they'll stand up before they talk. They stand up and let you know they're talking. And it's just, you can learn from that and see that and the genuine when they speak.
So let's fast forward to Sunday at Augusta this year. You would be more surprised if the green jacket was going on Tiger or Phil.
Well, Tiger, not because of ability, just because his body, you know, I don't know where his body is. Nobody truly knows except him. Phil's still playing. There's no injuries with Phil. So, I mean, yeah, he's older, but you know, right now, you know, he has the stamina to walk 4 days.
We'll get you out of here in a second, and we do appreciate the time. You're always great, always entertaining. And I do want to talk to you about Georgia here in a second. But tell us what fans can expect coming up here this year for the LIV Tour.
I mean, it's the third year. John Rahm jumped on board. You know, there's going to be more players. There's always that regulation. And then there's the and then there's going to be trades. There could be trades in midseason. They're allowing that window. I think there's like a 2 or 3 week window in the middle of the season after the seventh event. Not saying there will be trades, but there could be. So it's just more movement, just more excitement for the game of golf that we're trying to create.
I love that, a golf trade. Bubba, Georgia would have beat Michigan in the national championship last night. Yes or no? That's an obvious.
Oh, yes.
That's
without a doubt.
Yeah. In your mind, Georgia is the national champion this year.
You guys lost to Alabama, though, and Alabama lost to Michigan.
Right, but everybody, you know, if you lose once, you still got in the championship. So how does Alabama lose and only drop two spots, but Georgia drops five spots when they lose? I mean, that's what I'm saying. We can sit here and have this debate all day long, right? When they go to 12 teams, the 13th team's going to be mad. So it's just, you can't fix it. It's all
best thing to do is not lose.
Right.
Exactly.
That's fair. Right. But Bubba, when we go to a 12 team playoff, can you see like an 11 or 12 seed actually winning the national championship?
No.
Right.
I do feel like the playoffs are going to lose a little something because Alabama and Georgia are just going to be in it every year. They're in the top 15 as long as they don't lose what, like three games?
Long as they don't get caught, you know, watching plays and getting play calls and stuff like that, they should be fine. They should be.
Why? It didn't impact Michigan. I mean,
yeah, exactly. They didn't get in trouble for it, so why can't we all do it?
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, Bubba.
Exactly.
Has Bubba Watson ever cheated at golf? Not professionally, just with, you know, a bunch of friends, because I do it all the time, Bubba.
Oh, man. It depends on who the friends are, for sure, man. I'm like, there's mud on this. I don't play with mud, man. I wipe that ball off. I bump it in the rough a little bit. I mean, you got to beat the guys, right?
Yeah, I'm taking Chris here. His dad doesn't know it yet, but I went to Augusta 2 years ago for the first time with my dad, and it's magical. Any advice for Chris Cody? Because I am taking him and his father this year back to Augusta. It'll be my second trip, his first. Any advice for a first-time Masters attendee?
Walk slow. Walk slow so you can take it in.
Right.
And then sandwiches. I mean, think about it. You can have $5. You can actually get a sandwich and a drink at a sporting event. So on the menu, when I go, I get Taste of the Masters. I take out the egg salad. I put in another pulled pork. So I have pimento cheese, two pulled pork, little bite size kind of deal. And then I have French fries. They know my order. When I'm at Champions, as soon as I order, they go, oh, Bubba's here. Because they know my order. They know my breakfast order. They're like, Bubba's order. Because I get the same thing every day, every time.
If you were watching Augusta, because what I did, the first thing, it just kind of sucks you down to Amen Corner, and you just want to make sure it's real, right? And then you realize, okay, this thing is real, and it's more beautiful in person than it is on TV. But what's your favorite spot on that course? Like, just if you were viewing, where would you sit on the course to take it all in?
I would sit 13.
Yes.
So 13, so you can watch from the fairway, watch them hit, then you turn your head and watch it either go in the water or go on the green when they're going forward and two. And then you can still see then you can still see down the fairway to the 12 green. That would be my point.
Is the par threes right around there, right? Where Stewart Cink at the hole in one.
Oh, 16.
Yeah, 16. Okay.
If you were standing looking at 13, 16 would be kind of behind you and to the right.
Right.
Yeah.
Bubba, this has been a lot of fun. We appreciate it, man. If the Dolphins win, how about this? If the Dolphins win, you come back next week. We talk Dolphins football. Is that cool?
Perfect. Let's do it.
Okay. All right, man. Yeah. And Georgia is the national champion. Okay. Our show has celebrated Georgia as national champions. Michigan's a fraud. Okay. Bubba, thank you. Anything else you want to promote on the way out here? Live tour, anything?
No, man, we're all good, man. Thank you. Thanks for having me, man.
All right, man. I'm happy for you, and I'm happy for your success and continued success. Hopefully, when we go to Augusta, you'll be the guy getting the green jacket on Sunday. And if you do, me and Chris will make sure we yell out your name, all right?
Perfect. You can come in Butler Cabin with me if I win. How about that?
Yes!
Oh. Yes!
Yes! Yeah, I would cut my penis off for that!
Dude, are you all right?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Alex, you look hammered. Oh.
Oh, boy.
Are you in pain, man? Are you in pain?
He went to sleep at 9 a.m.
Carl didn't look that bad when he had both hips replaced.
Exactly. Or sound that bad.
Listen. Hey, when you go 9-0 in the NFL last week, you celebrate, bro. What do you want from me?
Yo.
What's going on here? I feel like the energy's very low.
Hey, I'm at the casino. I'm playing a little casino right now.
Ah, the energy's back.
Okay.
Hey.
Holy shit. A bunch of degenerates and one of the most famous players.
Hey. Hey, I got a guest for y'all. So I want to know what K-Funk's at, but if K-Funk's willing to put it all on the line, it's going to be a team effort. I got my man, Barker, who is the third biggest bettor on DraftKings.
Yes!
About almost $1 million a month. And,
Sherman, stop paying attention. Sherman, stop paying attention. Look what you
do.
What?
Whoa.
Daughters are back in the house, baby.
Hey.
Raiders back for the playoffs. Let's go.
Mojo has entered. Chris Gronkowski has entered. And a man I never thought I'd speak to again, Jabba Chamberlain, is here.
No sleep crew is here.
Gord's doing some weird lassoing thing. I don't know. What's happening here?
Tell you exactly what happened. We were summoned. We were needed. There was a glaring deficit in the show caused by a lack of guests produced by K-Funk and just awful, awful picks all season. So the Friendmaster was called to return with Brawny Chris and Jabba, who brought a very special guest back to the show with him. It's not just three of us. All four of us are back.
The coin.
Awful picks is the – I mean, come on, Dean. Hey, I'm going to call you Dean.
Dean.
You are no longer Mojo.
Dean.
But,
what the f*** is the matter with you, man?
Listen, Dean. I'm working on 2 hours of sleep here. I went 5-0 last week on my picks, so –
You went 5-1. You had Washington.
Well, I'm talking about NFL. NFL pick.
Boston.
Chris Gronkowski looks jacked, by the way.
I mean, it's still the most jacked he's ever looked. I'll give him that.
Right.
But that's not saying that much.
Chris, you finally moved into the house. What happened here?
Yeah, I'm in the house, man. It's been a long break. I'm glad to be back here. But, you know, there was one reason why I haven't been on the show. And it took me a little while to figure this out, but
Because they didn't pay us.
Yeah. Jabba, thank you.
hey, you missed.
I was getting to you, Jabba.
You missed out.
I was gonna bring that
out,
Jabba.
You missed out. We get paid in crumb cakes and f-ing rum balls this year. So f-ing all y'all.
Great cookies.
So I've been thinking about it. So all of the time I could have spent on here, I actually couldn't make the show. We got extremely busy, and it all came down to the insane promos that I was spitting that were 100 times better than Mojo's promos. And we got so busy with Ice Shaker on iceshaker.com that I just couldn't be here, guys. So I'm back. I wanted to thank all the fans that came, requested us back, requested multiple times to have the No Sleeve crew back. And I'm back for an episode to thank them. So 20% off today only.
iceshaker.com.
God bless the podcast.
Wow. Well, this airs tomorrow, though. Can you extend it till tomorrow, too?
For the whole week.
Okay. The whole week.
God bless football. iceshaker.com. 20% off.
Chris, you're telling me that you had an entire year to prepare your promo, and that was the best you could deliver. 1 year you had.
1 year.
Mojo, lay off. He did it. He did it with confidence. We didn't have to lead him to it. He just did it, Mojo.
I had to get it out of the way before Mojo got one in. Because you know that, he has about 10 good. Ready I'll to give go. You that. Yeah.
I got a lot of things Dean, to promote today.
Dean, okay. Dean has 75 promos at the end, so we'll be here for a
while. I'm behind schedule already, actually.
All right, and Mojo, how is marriage? Married life is good?
How's married life? How's yes. married life, man?
Yes.
Well, now that I'm married, like Funk alluded to, I think everyone needs to start calling me Dean again. I'm Dean now. Hello, I'm Dean.
Okay. We love you.
Hey, guys, it's me, Dean.
Wait, I don't like that.
I want to talk to Jabba. Let's talk to Jabba here.
Well, I'm getting to Jabba. Thank you, K-Funk. Keep drinking well, there, okay?
Yeah, hold on. Does K-Funk still think it's his show? Like, what,
it's odd.
You guys hey. Work for him?
Yeah, no, he's taking it over. It's weird. Yeah, it's weird. So he was 6-0 last week, 5-1, whatever. Jabba, I never thought I'd talk to you again. I am so happy to see you. What is happening, my man?
Not a damn thing. Just trying to get Carter ready for college, and we got another snowstorm coming, so that's about it, really.
Stugatz, yeah. ShareBear also invited a guest on who's actually a gambling expert, since we were short on gambling experts. And we brought in Mojo, and we brought in Chris and Jabba, but ShareBear also brought in a gambling expert. Well, yeah.
Because K-Funk, you know, I wanted him to put everything he had on the line this week. And so I brought in my boy Tim Barker, third biggest bettor on DraftKings, does about 8 to 10 million a month. And I didn't realize Mojo, the real estate guru, is going to be here. How many closings did we make this year? We made so much money, me and you, this year.
Juju, just to bring you up to speed here, K-Funk is on a very little sleep. He went to sleep at 9 a.m. He's drinking a beer right now. Carl Douglas is in his normal spot. Gord is in his normal spot, at least the last couple of weeks here. ShareBear is walking through a casino, and some old friends are back. Chris Gronkowski, we have Jabba Chamberlain, we have Mojo. Mojo's in his car. He's still married. He looks great. He looks fantastic. I like the long hair, the long flowing hair, dude. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. We also have someone who's on a cell phone that I don't know who they are, but I let them in anyway. So if the person that's on their phone.
That's ShareBear's boy.
No, that's someone else, I think.
Billy goes, I just let him on. Let him in.
Hey, no, it should be Tim.
I'm here.
Oh, hey, Tim.
Oh, hey, Tim. What's going on?
Where's your video at?
What's happening? I'm in Charlotte.
Okay.
Where's your video?
But do you have sleeves on?
I had to wear sleeves after the last guys. I mean, come on, man. I can't follow that.
You want to give us your bona fides again, your resume? ShareBear was telling us you bet like $8 to $10 million. What was it, ShareBear? Go ahead.
I've had to scale back this NFL season because your guess is as good as mine on some of these last weeks of the year. But honestly, usually that was my plays, especially during college football. Big college football player. Had Michigan. Michigan actually -4.5 on the original line. So boded well Monday night. That worked out for me. But yeah, been with DraftKings mainly for the last 5 years. Had some great events and some great times with them. Looking forward to Waste Management and the Super Bowl coming up. So between Scottsdale and Vegas, that's going to be a perfect combo that week.
All right. So we have a professional gambler who is in the house with us. This is very exciting, guys. Chris, you will find this funny. The leader, percentage-wise, okay, just by win percentage, is Gordy's Uber driver, okay?
Yeah, Michael. Nice.
Not K-Funk. That's good to know.
Well, he thinks he is.
Okay. Well, calm the down, guys.
The leader, Mojo, I think you may know this guy. The leader is actually Captain Lee, the boat captain from Below Deck. He has a 900 win percentage.
Yes, but we allowed him to choose his spread. I mean,
yeah.
Wait, so can I haven't been here all
season. He's the spread captain.
Billy.
Can I ask a clarification? I just need a clarification question real quick.
Yes.
So for this entire season, I just want to make sure that Gordy in a limo, the driver turns around and just throws out some picks off the cuff. We got some dude that was on a boat. He Morse codes in his picks. And everybody still has better percentages than Funk. That's what I'm hearing.
Yes.
From land, sea, and air, people are outpicking Funk. Is that correct?
It is Dean Word.
Yes.
Right. Okay, just wanted to check.
Sure,
thank you.
Sure thing, buddy. All right. Whatever makes you sleep good at night, all you guys.
Look how look how upset K-Funk is. Oh, it's the worst day of his life that we're back on the show. He's going to need to talk to Carl Douglas after
this. Okay.
He's going to need a therapist.
Carl knows. Carl.
I got you.
Carl knows who's the champ.
Exactly.
I got Gordy's limo driver.
Well, it's an Uber driver, and he got out of the
Uber driver that we can't
couldn't get him back on. Yeah,
Gordy's never been inside an Uber. It's unless it's Uber Party Bus, then maybe.
No, he was in an Uber. We saw it. We were all there together. Mojo,
hey, isn't the reason Funk's on this show is because of us guys? I'm pretty sure that's the reason he's on this show.
Oh no,
I'm pretty sure that's why.
Yeah. It wasn't because of his picking. I know that.
Oh, man.
It's taking a bad turn for Kay.
Hits keep coming. Hey, Juju. Hey, Juju, don't worry, bro. These guys talk a lot of talk, and then they go 0-4 with their picks. We'll see what
Juju
happens.
Was never worried, but just so you know.
I know.
Well, Juju has a win percentage almost at yours, too, K-Funk.
Yes. Yeah, well, Billy, why don't you do that quickly?
Actually higher than yours. Juju has a better record than you. I forgot.
Juju had a bad week last week. Let's talk about that. Right.
No, it's still,
oh,
it's
now you're going against side. Juju. I mean, keep drinking.
Yeah, don't go after my guy Juju. Don't start that up. We're gonna have to turn up the heat on you, my man.
Attaboy, Mojo.
Dean,
yes.
Dean, calm down, Dean. Calm down.
Oh boy,
Dean. He's calling.
Things are getting serious.
Mojo smiling.
My name is Dean now, guys.
Okay.
Yeah. You know.
All right, Billy, can you give out the records here, or do you want to just get to the games?
Just get to the games. There's 1,000 people in 6 games this week.
No need to talk about last week, of course, Billy. All right.
You already said you were 5-0. How many times you wanted to say it? I mean,
he was 5-1, actually.
5-1. Thank you, Jabba.
Thank you, Jabba.
Thank you, Jabba.
Thanks, Jabba. NFL, baby.
Wait, hold on a second. You can't just say I'm talking only NFL when you were the one that insisted we did the college.
Yes.
No one asked for that.
True. That's true.
We all missed it, so we all lost that one.
Yeah,
but you can't have it both ways.
Yeah, but you don't erase it from your record.
Exactly.
I'm not erasing it. I'm drinking at 11 in the morning.
I can
tell it's just been a rough season for K-Funk with terrible picks just by how much his beard has grayed this year. My goodness.
Mojo, you were like 400 last year. What are you talking about?
The only time the Spreadmaster picked an entire season, he smashed everybody and won. So there's that.
No, you didn't. That's it. No, you didn't.
Unless you want to count the season where Mike A and you picked my picks for me and I didn't pick anything. Unless you're trying to compare to that, Funk. I don't know.
He's so mad. No, just leave it alone, K-Funk. Just take the L, okay?
Listen, everyone that's listening, go to Super Jeweler, promo Mojo, 100% off. Free shit for everybody. Let's go.
He's married now. That promo's over.
Oh, wow. Code Dean. A-E's. D-E-E-E-E-E-A-N-D-E-E-N.
Promo's over.
I'll be at the Lightning game tonight.
Okay. How? How will you be at the hockey game tonight?
Go meet K-Funk at the Lightning game tonight.
I will be at the Lightning game.
All right, we're going to get to the games here, all right? I'll try to navigate this the best I can with no guarantees. But let's get to the game. Super Wild Card weekend. We have Browns at Texans. Texans at home. +2.5. C.J. Stroud taking on Joe Flacco. Good defense. Better at home than they are on the road, that defense. I'm going to start with Mojo. Mojo, who you taking here? Texans +2.5 at home against the Browns.
Well, you know, it's an easy matter this game. You know, the spread master understands the spread more so than anyone on the planet. So the spread master is taking the points. Give me the Browns, baby.
All right. Mojo,
do you still know what that means?
Mojo?
He's nailing it. Points. He's doing fine. Good. Yeah.
He knows how to deliver. Good. Don't ever question Mojo on how to deliver, okay? Come on. All right, let's go to Carl Douglas. Carl, who are you taking here? Texans +2.5 at home. Take it on the Browns.
I'm going to take the Browns, and I'm giving up the points. I'm giving up the points.
All right. Let's go to K-Funk. K-Funk, who are you taking here? Texans +2.5.
This is a tough game for me.
Just get to it.
Getting the words out is tough. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Speaking is tough.
I'm starting to get worried about K-Funk, to be honest here. With you.
Yeah.
Stroud's missing his guys. I'm going to go Waka Flocka here. Give me the Browns. Give me the minus two.
All right. He's taking the mojo.
Copying the spread master. That makes sense. It's a good strategy. He can't lose if he picks all my picks.
That's true.
All right. Let's go to Cherbert. Cherbert walking through a casino right now. The Texans are plus 2.5. They're at home taking on the Browns. You take it, Ryan.
I'm supposed to fly back to Houston on my way back here from LA, whatever. I wouldn't mind getting stuck there. Go try to find my man Mike Jones. 2-1-2-8-0. I'm gonna go with the Texans.
All right, you're taking the Texans. I heard him. All right.
Mike Jones.
Let's go to Gord now. Gord, Texans plus 2.5. Take it on the Browns. Are you taking Gord?
I gotta go with Super Bowl experience and Joe Flacco. I'm going with Cleveland.
Okay.
Minus 2.5.
I like it. Let's go to Juju.
It's been 9 years since he's been in the playoffs, Gord. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, but you know what? He can come off a couch and just throw dimes.
Versus, he literally did it.
So he can throw the dimes. Yeah. He throws dimes from his couch.
Gord loves dimes.
There you go.
And I love two nickels equal a dime every time. So
every time.
I'm going with Flacco.
My man.
All right,
let's go to Juju. Juju is in our studios right now. Texans plus 2.5. They're at home. They're taking on the Cleveland Browns. Juju, who you taking here?
I'm going to go with Mike Jones and them boys, man.
Hey, they got a great parking lot there in Houston.
Let's go to Chris. Chris, who are you taking here?
Yeah, for sure. I'm going with Mojo's strategy here. I'm going to take the points, and I'm going to go with the Texans.
All right.
Mojo took the Browns.
But he took the points.
But he took the points.
Yeah, the points.
Taking the points.
Take another swing, K-Funk. I can go to Tim here because Jabba's using a coin. So, Tim, plus 2.5, the Texans at home taking on the Cleveland Browns.
So, we're definitely going to go with the Browns here. Okay. Browns are the better team. They didn't even have to open up their playbook the last time they played the Texans and dropped 40 on them. So, I think it's more about the Texans' defense than it is about anything else. They just don't have it to stop the Browns.
Okay. I am writing down the experts' picks, by the way. So.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hey, hold up. Yes, look at this. Yeah. Look, what's it say right
there?
That's a Tim
real
Stugatz move.
That's a real Stugatz move.
I just wrote it down. Thanks, Tim.
Jabba, do you have the coin ready here? All right, let's flip it here. Heads is Texans, tails is Browns. Heads, Texans, tails,
he's
Browns.
He's back, baby.
Flipping it.
Heads.
All right, he's got the Texans.
Ooh,
this is great. Okay. I've missed all of you. All right, let's get to the next game here. Dolphins at Chiefs. I'm going to start with Chris Gronkowski here. Chris, who you taking?
Yeah, this is an easy one for me. I'm going Chiefs here all day, cold weather at home. It's loud. I've been there for a playoff game. So Chiefs for sure.
Okay. Sad day for your brother with Belichick leaving the Patriots?
Good day. No, just kidding. I don't know.
Let's go to K-Funk. K-Funk, who are you taking here? Dolphins plus 4.5. Take it on the Chiefs.
You know me, Dolphins fan. Give me the playoff pat all day here. We have too many injuries. We're going to get our asses handed to us.
Oh.
You've never played a down of football
shut
in your
the
life.
Shut the up.
Oh.
I'm a Dolphins fan my whole life. We blew the last week, month of the season. We blew it. Ask Billy. Billy's a Dolphins fan too. Billy, how do you feel about this game, Billy?
You know, I don't know. Not great. We'll see what happens.
Exactly. I feel good about you making the pick.
We have too many injuries. Our all defense is gone, dude. We're give me the playoff pat.
Oh. All right, you're cursing a lot. But listen, find yourself friends like these guys, Mojo and Gord and Chris and Jabba. Because as K-Funk is, they're not looking at it like it's strange because they've all been there.
So, his name's Dean. Call him Dean. Call him Dean, please.
No, I will not call him Dean. I will call him Mojo. Let's go to Carl Douglas here. Carl, who are you taking? Dolphins plus 4.5 on the road. Take it on Kansas City.
You know, they tell me the cold is not as big a factor as the wind. And I think the win's going to be a problem. I'm going to go with the Chiefs and give up the points.
I like it. All right, Carl. Let's go to Gord. Gord, who are you taking here? Dolphins plus 4.5 on the road in Kansas City.
Well, if the wind is going to be a factor, I think it's going to be a tight game, and I think that's too many points. How can you go away from Tyreek, the cheetah? He's going to keep him in the game. I'm taking the points. Let's go with Miami.
I like it. I like it. Let's go to Mojo. Mojo, who are you taking here?
Just write down opposite Funk.
Yeah, I got to be honest.
I'm picking his own team that he chose not to pick. I'd like to point that out.
Okay.
Lifetime fan.
Let's go to Cher Bear in the casino. Cher Bear, who are you taking here? Dolphins plus 4.5 at Kansas City.
Honestly, I was going to take Kansas City. Like Chris said, I was there 2021. I went for literally one play, left the Bills game and went to the bar. And it's too cold. But Gordy used my favorite word, too many. We were playing blackjack last night. Too many.
Too many men.
Dolphins.
He's taking the Dolphins. Okay, let's go. Juju, who are you taking here? Dolphins plus 4.5 at Kansas City.
Man, as a Bills fan, I'm going to go with Taylor Swift and them girls, man. I'm going to
We can go to Tim now because Jabba's using the question. Jabba, you're last every time. I'm sorry, man. You'll be here for a minute. Let's go to Tim.
Last time, too. So it's
Tim, speak up very slowly because I'm writing these down. Tim, go ahead.
I tend to agree with the group here. If you can truly get the 4.5 at game time, take it. I wouldn't take it at 3 or 3.5, but 4.5, I like that. I like that a lot.
All right. All right, Jabba. Heads is Dolphins. Tails is Chiefs. Flip it.
Tails.
All right, you have the Chiefs. Steelers at Bills. Bills minus 10 at home. Take it on Mike Tomlin and Mason Rudolph. Let's go to K-Funk first. K-Funk, go ahead. Bills minus 10. Hey, take it on the Steelers.
Listen, I've been saying this last month. I've been riding the Bills, and I can't. I love Josh Allen, even though I'm a Dolphins fan. I cannot take 10 points, so I'm taking whoever you just said, Mason Rudolph. Give me 10.
All right, the Steelers. You're taking the Steelers. Just so we're clear. We're taking the Steelers.
You guys really allow such long-winded explanations every pick?
Mojo, you're right. Let's get right to the picks here. I agree with you. Let's go to Gord here. Gord, who are you taking?
I've been on that Bills train. B-U-F-F-A-L-O. What's that spell?
Buffalo.
Let's go.
All right. Juju, who are you taking here?
Got to know I'm going with Buffalo. Let's go Buffalo and K-Funk. I'm in anger management, remember, so please.
I remember. I do. Tell Dan to fly up for the Lightning game tonight. Let's go. Let's get this.
What?
Why would he do that?
Why not? We hit the Lightning game. We hit the strip club. What do you mean? He'll be back by the morning.
Why would Dan do that? Why would Juju want to do that based on your appearance right now?
Juju would want to do that.
Can someone hit mute on Funk Fox, please?
I wish.
I'm worried about him.
Same here. Oh, God. Okay, Funk, I'm going to call you in an hour, and hopefully you don't answer your phone, okay? And not because you're dead, because you're sleeping. I want him to be sleeping. Go get
this
some sleep for crying out loud.
The
big Lightning game tonight.
Power through
and strip club, too.
Yeah.
Well, Lacey had a baby, so I don't think she's there anymore, guys. Oh. I hate to you.
Yeah, Lacey did have a baby.
Is she still on the air conditioning company? Or
no, actually, she does not. Actually.
What? What happened?
Lacey lives in Canada right now.
Wait, what?
Lacey had a got pregnant, had a baby, sold her AC company, stopped working at the strip club, and now her baby daddy, she lives in Canada with him.
Oh, very good.
Get her on the pod.
We'll get her on the pod next week.
Well,
too many people.
Yeah. It's a little crowded. Let's go to Cher Bear right now. Juju, you picked, right? You took Buffalo?
Yes, sir. Let's go All Buffalo.
Right. In honor of good old Chris Gronkowski and the Gronkowski boy, got to go good old Buffalo. Going Buffalo. Right, Gronk Fitness. Launched a lot of new products. Nice cold tank, too. Cold plunge. Gronk Fitness.
I like that promo. Love you, Cher Bear.
Let's go to Chris Gronkowski. Chris, who are you taking here?
Yeah, I got to go Buffalo. Got a lot of Buffalo fans that like to get elbow dropped. I did elbow drop Gord through a table at Kansas State as well. So I'm going Buffalo.
Carl Douglas, who are you taking? Did you pick already, Carl?
No. My wife's from Pittsburgh. I'm going to take the points. Give me the Steelers.
Okay. My God. I like it. Ballsy pick, Carl Douglas. Ballsy pick. Man. Let's go to Mojo. Mojo, who are you taking? Opposite K-Funk?
I'll also take the points. Bills, please.
Okay. Very good.
Let's go to Tim. Tim, take your time.
I would tell you guys, pay more attention to Buffalo's defense and what they've been able to do the last couple of weeks than what Josh Allen and the boys on offense have done.
I don't love this, but I'm taking Buffalo. It will be my lowest volume that I put on any of the plays this weekend. But I do like Buffalo minus 10. Just keep that in mind.
What does your lowest volume look like, not to pry?
But I'm prying.
About five. Five G.
Five.
Yeah.
Five G.
Oh, that's the lowest. What? And what is the highest?
$5?
Yeah, we would steer close to six figures for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
So which of these games do you like the most this weekend?
Yeah.
Are you happy?
Good question, Stu. Good question.
Yeah.
Great question.
Yeah. So this is not a spread bet, but I do love the over in the Lions game. That is going to be my biggest bet of the weekend.
Who doesn't?
Over in the Lions game. I get that, but you got to take it now because by game time. It's
you don't need to respond to K-Funk. You do not need to respond to that. I mean, Jesus.
We'll get to that game. We'll get there. Don't worry.
They're very well could be 70 points in that game.
Okay.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay. K-Funk agrees if that's any reassurance, Timothy.
I've learned if K-Funk agrees, and I may want to rethink it. But
wow.
On the other,
smart man.
On the other side.
Good call.
Wow.
I'm kidding. But on the other side of things,
you're not.
I truly think the Cowboys are just in a different class than the Packers.
Okay.
The Cowboys at home, lot to prove. If there was ever going to be a year where this was their year to kind of come out of it, and potentially set up a matchup against the Niners, a rematch, all the trash talk. That's kind of how I see it playing out.
All right. I like that. You made your Cowboys. You made the pick for the next game as well. So I can skip you there, Tim. That was well done by you. Jabba, we're still on Bills and Pittsburgh. Are you ready? Buffalo is heads and the Steelers are tails, Jabba.
Tails.
All right. Steelers. Mason Rudolph plus 10. All right. We'll move on to the next game. It is the Packers in Dallas. Dallas is 7.5-point favorites at home. Juju, who you taking here?
Go with them boys, man. I'm going to listen to my dog, Tim. I trust you, bro. You made
it. I think everyone should just take Dallas based on what Tim just had Dallas, to say, you know?
Let the coin go first.
Just let the coin go. Are we all in agreement? We'll take Dallas based on Tim's information. Does anyone want to go the other way on this?
I want to see the coin first.
You want to see the coin? Okay, hold on a second.
Okay.
Coin first. No, Chris has requested the coin first, and I don't understand why, but he did. So, Jabba, let's go. Heads, Packers. Okay, heads, Packers, tails, Cowboys.
Heads.
All right, so you have the Packers, okay?
Chubby Dean was on the Packers, so.
All right. Does anyone not want the Cowboys?
Yes.
Me. Mojo is taking the Packers. Because I'm not a coward that votes against my own team like Funk.
Okay. All right, good, Mojo. Love you, dude. I love you. K-Funk, who are you taking?
And I will say this. Mike Golick Jr. was on last year, and he spewed like 28 minutes of shit, and he was 1-4. Give me the Packers.
Okay.
What does that have to do with anything?
trying to think of an excuse.
You're like, Mike Golick Jr. is not a professional gambler.
No, he had the most great analysis on every game, and I think he switched me on like one game, and I was like, I think he went 1-4 that week.
Okay.
He's making excuses.
I'm taking the Packers. Give me the 7.5. I'm taking the Packers.
This is unbelievable. I'm going Packers too.
Who? Wait, who said that?
Wait, me.
Sherbro, you brought in an expert. He said take the Cowboys. I mean.
I've been waiting for Antonio Freeman bobblehead night, and one of these nights they're going to do it. Antonio Freeman bobblehead night.
I apologize for lashing out. Gordy, you want the Cowboys or the Packers?
I'm going to go with Chris's team. I can't go against my brother, you know.
Okay.
And that, so I'm going with the Cowboys.
Okay. Anyone else? Carl
Cowboys.
Here, dude, look up the flight patterns. Let's go. Get up here.
Two games to go. Rams at Lions. Big one. Rams at Lions. Lions minus 3 at home. I'm starting with Carl Douglas. Carl, who you taking here?
Hey, I'm a lifetime Ram fan. I'm not going to let go down on a Rams to win on an upset.
Boom. All right, let's go to Gord. Gord, who you taking here? Detroit minus 3 at home. Taking on the Rams. Revenge game for Jared Goff.
I'm a lifetime fan of Carl Douglas, so I'm going to take the Rams.
Hey,
that's how you doing, Gord.
Got to make sure I hype him up in case I ever get in trouble.
Yes, yep. Yes, you do. Yes, that's you do.
20% discount. There you go.
Wow. Oh, God. All right. I went to Gord. K-Funk, are you taking here?
This is a very hard game. I'm with the pro here on the over, but I'm taking the Rams here. Give me the Rams.
Let's go to Chris. Chris, who are you taking?
Well, let me tell you something, Stu Gotts.
Yes.
Lions bottles on iceshaker.com sold out in the first day we got them. So
wow.
Not only are we giving 20% off this week with code God Bless Football, I'm also going to take the Lions this week.
God, wow. I love this new Chris Gronkowski.
I do too.
But Chris, when you sell Lions bottles, how are they going to get them if they're out of stock?
They're sold out.
Yeah, well, okay.
You're going to have to
pre-order.
Yeah, back order for sure.
Worth the wait, though. Tell them.
Yeah.
Oh, they could still get them. They just got to wait.
Yeah, okay. It'll take a minute.
But it's worth it. All right, Juju, you pick this game?
I'm a big fan of the Ice Shaker, you feel me? But I'm also a big fan of Douglas Hicks and Associates.
So oh, boy.
Douglas Hicks and Associates and Topeka okay. Rams.
Yeah, baby. 20% for you, Juju. You don't need it, but 20% on YouTube, baby.
Okay.
What's the law firm, Carl? Promote it. What's the law firm?
Hey, Douglas Hicks Law in Los Angeles. Give us a call.
Okay. Let's go to Share Bear Lions -3. Who are you taking, Ryan?
Who they playing?
Play the Rams.
I love St. Louis, you know, even though they're not there. Yep. I love St. Louis, the 314. I was there for an Indy race recently, so I'm going to go with the Rams, St. Louis.
Okay. Mojo, who are we taking here?
Mojo is taking the Lions because I am not a fan of Carl Douglas after our lawsuit last season on the show. Yeah. So I'm picking opposite on him and save some of the time we've lost from K-Funk's freaking mumbling. I'm taking the Eagles, too, for the next game.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Not a pick.
All right. Hey, do you want to get out of here, Mojo? You get it.
Dean has to leave. Dean's wife.
Yeah, I got
to
go.
Wait, so Mojo, on the way out, promote whatever the hell you want and promote anything anyone else wants. Okay, go ahead. Just do it quick.
All right. I just want to promote the Spreadmaster as the number one picker on God Bless Football. Never been defeated. I come, I go. I always reign supreme. But while we're promoting things, go ahead and check out Paragon Talent Group. That's Mojo's company. Then go and pick you up a Once Upon a Coconut. The cleanest, best tasting coconut on the water. And if you need a pick me up after that, go and grab a Celsius and live fit. Get hyped and stay hyped. And if you're going home and your sex game is weak and you got to think of something nice to give your significant other like K-Funk, go ahead and go to superjeweler.com and use code Mojo. And then get an ice shaker.
You haven't lost your touch, man. I got to tell you. Best in the business.
I just got confused. Wow.
Best in the business.
Dean, we love you. We love you, Dean.
All right, Mojo, get out of here. Get out of here, Mojo. Thank you for
good
doing it, Mojo.
Back on the show. Love you guys. Miss you guys. We'll do it again soon. Let me know how badly I beat Funk next week.
We will. Okay, thank you, buddy.
Bye.
Tim, who are you taking here?
All right, so first of all, I'm sitting in my furniture company. This is www.tdffurniture.com. Since we're on the promos, which I will bring Mojo down, and we will do our own promo here at our headquarters in Lexington, North Carolina. I'm in Charlotte right now. Go to timbarkerbets.com. Take the Lions here only because they have a better field goal kicker, and he's used to kicking in the dome. That's the only reason. Whoever has the ball last wins. I like the Lions kicker better, and watch for the Rams special teams to falter to cause them some issues.
Okay.
All right.
That's fair.
Back down, Billy.
Tim is a younger Mattress Mac.
We did have Mattress Mac on last
year. We did, yes.
That's
awesome. We'll never see
it again. Companies.
All right, Java, heads Rams, tails Lions. Flip it, Java.
By the way, Mattress Mac couldn't get off fast enough.
Oh, no,
I know. He hated us.
Remember, I told him to take it. I told him to take his shirt off, remember?
Yes.
And people were talking about everything else. Did you guys not look him up and what he just tweeted before the show? Like, what are we doing?
He was mortified.
Oh, my gosh.
Was that the day, John, was that the day you were wearing a hat that said, show me your
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Very religious man, Mattress Mac. He was freaking out.
All right,
what's tails?
Heads is Rams, heads, tails, Lions. Just flip it.
Tails.
All right, Lions. You have the Lions. Let's go Eagles at Buccaneers. Buccaneers plus three. I'm going to Juju first. Juju, go ahead. Buccaneers plus three at home. Take it on the Eagles.
Fly, Eagles, fly, baby. Eagles all day.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
All right, Juju, we love you. You probably have to leave. I would guess. You can stay if you'd like. I'm just I'm guessing
don't
someone needs
yet,
that studio.
Juju. You got right. Two more minutes,
salute,
Juju.
Man. Salute to Paragon Entertainment, whatever Mojo was talking about. Thank y'all for having me, man.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. We love you, Juju.
Got more.
All right, man. Let's go to Gord. Gord, who are you taking here in this final game? Buccaneers at home, plus three. Take it on the Eagles.
This is a tough one. I just have some weird feeling that the Eagles are just going to come out of this funk and make a run, just like they did when they won the Super Bowl. After they lost like 4 out of 5 games, and then Nick Foles won it for them. You know what? The Bucs, they almost lost to Carolina last week, and Baker Mayfield got really beat up in that game. Fly, Eagles, fly. I'm going with the Eagles.
I like it, yeah. So you're taking the Eagles. Let's go to K-Funk. K-Funk, who are you taking here?
I'm going to go with Baker here. I'll be at the game. Give me Baker. Give me the Lightning tonight against the Devils, too, just because I'll
be there. All right, let's keep it moving.
Let's go.
Please job, hard. Let's
Miller
go to
Light. Cheers to Miller Light.
Let's Miller go. Light, okay. Yes. All right, K-Funk. Let's go to ShareBear. ShareBear, who are you taking here?
Just wait, hold on. Lightning money line, just so I can keep track of this.
It's hockey. Yeah, you got to go money line.
I don't know. Last time I was in Tampa, was with Gordy and K-Funk last year for New Year's, and they throw the best tailgates. You got the Shipyard, sponsored by Scores, and Matt Hornblaster will be there. So I'm going with the Bucks, baby. Hornblaster.
Yes. Hornblaster, of course. Yes. Let's go to Chris Kurgowski. Chris, who are you taking here?
Oh, man. I think I'm crying laughing when Billy brought up the show me your hat.
Oh, he's going to get it. Perfect.
That was
great. Is he going to get it?
He is. Yeah. Going to get it. Of course he is. Come on. He let one mention go. He ain't letting a second one.
Oh, man. That was just too funny. And then I completely forgot about it, too. And it's back.
Hey, there it is.
Zoom in, Jabba. Zoom in.
Show me that. Sorry.
Jabba, you wear that in your new show or no?
Oh, I do whatever I want.
Yeah, okay. How can people find your show, by the way?
Well, I was going to ask him at the end there, but go ahead. Promote it, Jabba.
I'm waiting for my time. It's got to be organic. Don't force
me. Okay, good. Okay, I'm sorry. Right.
Chris, you're up.
Chris, did you make a pick here?
I'll go Eagles.
Let's go to Carl Douglas. And Carl, if you need to leave after this, please do so. But go ahead and make your pick and promote the law firm one more time on the way out.
Sure. I'm on the West Coast here in Paradise. I've not seen Tampa Bay run a play live all year. I'm going to keep going with the Eagles. Pick the Eagles.
All right. You want to promote the law firm?
Yeah, once again, the best firm in L.A., the West Coast. Here we are, Douglas Hicks Law. Check that out. www.douglashickslaw.
Tim, who are you taking here?
Yeah. Here's the deal. The Eagles are the much more talented team. They've been the better team all year. They've already been to Tampa once this year, played poorly, and still handily controlled that game. Keep in mind, a good prop bet, the only way that Tampa has any chance of staying in the game is our boy that I think is a wide receiver, Mike Evans, Hall of Famer. That guy should be a Hall of Famer. You got to take him over in yards, over in touchdowns. That's the only way they even stay close. I think the dominant offensive line of the Eagles controls it, and they win easily, 8 to 10 points.
Good information. We appreciate it. Before we get to a job in his coin, do you want to promote your furniture store one more time, sir?
TDF, two Fs in the middle, tdffurniture.com. We can ship. We can get you anything you want. Appreciate you guys checking it out. Appreciate me letting me be on the show.
Hey, right. Tim, I need a new bed. You got beds?
Hell yeah, man.
What happened to yours?
We got it all.
Jabba, you ready with the coin here?
Yeah.
All right. Heads is Eagles, tails is Buccaneers. Heads, Eagles, tails, Buccaneers.
Heads.
All right, you have the Eagles. All right, boys. This was it was great to see everyone. Jabba, I'll get to your show in a second here. Gord, anything to promote on the way out? You good?
Stugatz, God bless football. Thanks for, you know, an amazing season and bringing back the OGs. So yes. I had a blast on this show. But Grind Fitness is launching our new product line next week. Swag, cold plunges, saunas, and a bunch of new amazing strength fitness equipment with the Gronk Spike logo. So GronkFitness.com. Check it out. Awesome new stuff coming out.
K-Funk, anything to promote?
Chris, I will tell you this. Ice Shaker, I've been saying it all year. Pound it in their head, baby. Let's go.
He's been slurring it all year, Chris. Share Bear, anything on the way out?
No, just I'm going to be in Miami literally late tomorrow night. So Saturday night, there's a big celebrity pickleball event at Miami Marine Stadium. About 5,000 people. So I'm going to hit you guys up, Stu Gatz. You're coming, baby.
Okay.
Stu Gatz will not be there. I guarantee you that. You
know, he has my number, man. We talk. He has my number. We talk. He has my number. Let's go to I'm not saying I'm going to be there, but he has my number. Let's go. I mean, it's Dolphins. It's Chiefs Dolphins that night. Let's go to Share Bear. Let me know. Chris, anything to promote on the way out? It was great seeing you, dude. We missed you.
Oh, man. I got my promo in right at the bat, so I'm good. I'm good to go. IceShaker.com. Okay,
all right, let's get to the big one here. Carl, we did your law firm twice. I feel good there. Jabba, tell us about the show that we wish we had that we couldn't pay you for.
Well, shit happens, right? You win some and you lose some, and you lost that one, so that's okay. It is what it is. Yep. But, no, we talk everything from Nebraska sports to just everything that goes on. And the Trip Play Pod, and you can find us on Twitter and YouTube. And, you know, we just have fun. We had Turtle on from Entourage. We're going to bring some special guests on that we have a good time with and just talk shit, talk shop, talk baseball. And that's about it. I think Chris is going to come on at some point. I just asked you. So thanks, Chris.
Oh, wow. I appreciate that. I was just going to ask that question.
Yeah. Yep. So, no, just
you wear
just
sleeves on it or no?
We can do whatever. You can go bucket naked if you want.
Lean on.
But yeah, just getting Carter ready for college and enjoying that. I'm about to enjoy the snowstorm we're about to get.
All right. I look forward to coming on the show, Jabba. I mean.
Well, I'll keep you in mind.
You going to pay me?
Yeah. Great question.
Jabba got us our biggest guest of the year last year. He got us Eli Manning. Get him on the pod, Jabba. Yours, not ours.
He'll be on, though, for sure. But, man, it's always nice getting back with you guys. It's always a blast, so I appreciate you having us.
Yeah, we appreciate you doing it, man. We really do. I don't know if you're going to do it again next week, but we'd love to have you back. Jabba and Chris, it was great to see you guys. Ryan and K-Funk, we appreciate it. K-Funk, Carl, we appreciate it as always. You're the greatest. K-Funk, get some rest, man. Okay, just go get some rest, all right? Sleep it off.
God bless football, everyone.
Oh, you guys made my day.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. In fact, you know what? Here's another thing that hasn't changed. It's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate since 1975, and we still haven't settled it. You know, Miller Lite solves so many problems. I'm not a thinking man. I don't want to think. I want to just find a beer that has undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. One that's less filling? One that still has this incredible taste? How can I do this? Oh, I'll just have a Miller Lite. You know why? Because Miller Lite keeps it simple. It's undebatable quality, great taste, and only 96 calories. Exactly what I'm looking for. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories. Cows and carbs and premium regular beer.